Elvis and Chad.
That's right, 5 Spot, where we put you on the spot about a news story everybody's talking about. All right, 5 calls. We've asked only calls if you voted for Karen Taylor Robeson.
All right.
Okay?
That.
So we got 5 calls. Here's the question. Will you now support Carrie Lake? It's very simple. You know, maybe...
So you're saying if you voted for Karen Taylor Robeson in the primary...
Now you got to pick.
You got. Are you going to vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Right.
You're going to vote for Carrie Lake or Katie Hobbs?
You're going to sit out? What are you going to do?
Yeah. All right.
All right. First call, Alex in Phoenix on KTAR. You voted for Robeson. Will you support Lake? Why or why not?
I'm unsure.
Okay. It's fair.
I may write in a Libertarian candidate. Or I may vote for Carrie Lake because I think she probably can't be worse than Katie Hobbs.
Okay, that's fair. Thanks. You hear the struggle in his voice. For some people, yeah. It's going to be like that. For other people, it's going to be like, listen, I'm a Republican. Yeah. I got to go with Lake.
Some might be I can't do it. I can't get to where Lake is.
Eric in Peoria, you voted for Robeson. Will you support Lake?
Yes, I'm going to. I'm even a MAGA person, but I still voted for the non-MAGA candidates because I know how the voters in Arizona are. So
yeah.
So you are a MAGA. You are a MAGA guy. You said, right?
Yes, and I did not vote for.
I got to tell you, you're a smart voter, man. Listen, all the MAGA candidates might win. Okay, they might win in November, but. Eric, it's interesting that you looked and said, I don't think that these guys are electable, gals are electable. I'm going to go for maybe someone like a Boleyn or maybe somebody like Robeson. That's really interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah. Because you think the MAGA candidates have a bigger chance of losing to the Democrats in November.
Could be. Chip and Gilbert on KTAR, this is 5 Spot. All right, Chip, you voted for Robeson. Will you support Lake?
Yes, I will. I'm about 75% there, kind of undecided. I don't know that I consider myself a MAGA person, but I did vote for Jim Lehman over Blake Masters, and I'm looking at Mark Kelly. I think he's the worst out of all the MAGA candidates that are there, but to answer your direct question, I'm about 75% there to vote for Carrie Lake.
What would the Democratic candidates have to do to get you to change your mind or to go to that 25%?
Come to the center a little bit more, be a little bit more negotiable.
Yeah.
Carrie Lake's got to walk towards the center as well. I mean, do you not agree? Let's forget 2 years ago. We have to worry about the next 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chip, thank you.
I agree.
All right. Caller number 4, Shannon in Phoenix. You voted for Robeson. Will you support Lake?
I'm sure. Just before your 5 Spot, I decided I have to look at each candidate, their position on the issues that affect Arizona the most, and decide at that time. It doesn't matter if someone's Republican or Democrat. It's what are they going to do to most benefit Arizona.
So unsure.
Unsure.
Does it bother you that these MAGA candidates are saying they're still focused on the 2020 election and they're saying they won't certify future elections if it's not their candidate winning? Does that bother you at all?
It does. It's over with and done with. We need to move on.
Yep.
It's just creating and spewing hate, and that's not good for anyone.
Yep. All right. Shannon, thank you. Last caller, Wayne in Phoenix on KTAR. You voted for Robeson. Can you support Lake?
Absolutely not.
All right, so that's our first absolutely not.
Yeah.
I've been a Republican for 32 years, and 30 of them I was proud, but the MAGA thing had it 15 minutes. It's lasted too long. It's got to go away. It's got to end. Too much drama. There's already enough drama in Washington, D.C., without bringing MAGA into it as well, and I want the MAGA crap out of my state, so... I will vote for a Democratic governor for the first time in my life.
All right, Wayne, thank you, boy. That hurt him to say. Mixed review. Some are going to vote for Lake. Some are unsure. We had one just there. Absolutely not. I cannot vote for Lake. So, you know, there you go. There is some wiggle room in there. Some people are going to decide yes or no, but I think it was a mixed bag out of the five calls.
I think it was exactly, and I think this is a reflective of the Republican Party in Arizona right now. I think you had basically one of the five saying, I'm voting for Lake, maybe two out of the five.
Okay.
You have a couple of Republicans saying, I don't know what I'm going to do. I've never not voted for Republican, but I'm thinking about it. And then 20% of the calls said, one guy said, I can't do it. I'm going Democrat. I have to tell you, I think that's really reflective of the party.
If you're a Republican, do you just say, we need a reset? And if that's you, then your vote, you know who to vote for. But I don't know if Republicans are going to do it. I don't know.